of you callers who call in here and express your points of view about issues various and sundry. Well, of course, the issue of immigration is very much in the forefront of the news, and I was down at the office of American Free Press today and discussing that with my colleagues there while they were putting American Free Press together, and everybody agrees that it's a problem. It's an issue that has to be addressed, but, you know, no one really seems to have, in my view, a real solution, because all of the solutions that I hear are problematic, both coming from the bad guys and, frankly, from the good guys, because it is a difficult issue, and, you know, there's so many varying opinions on it, just as there are many varying opinions on the issue of Zionist power in America. We heard that the other evening here when we kind of had a little roundtable discussion with three or four callers on the subject, and even though they generally agreed, they also disagreed. So, you know, that's the one thing we always have to keep in mind, that I don't think there is any final judgment, pun intended, that, of course, being the name of one of my books. I don't think there is any final judgment on any particular issue that we face today. Some solutions on some issues are just obviously unworkable. Others are just problematic. But, you know, that's the thing. We've got to keep working and thinking and talking and finding out ways to make our voices heard. And it's got to go beyond the realm of just this network. You know, we've got to expand. This network is not a club. It's a media voice for news and information. And we've got to expand the listenership here so that we're reaching a bigger and bigger audience over the Internet and on shortwave and through the new call-in line that RBN has instituted, just as American Free Press needs to expand its readership. You know, the old Spotlight had almost 1 million weekly readers back in the early 1980s. Unfortunately, American Free Press doesn't have anywhere near close to that number of readers, but nonetheless, you know, we do have the capacity to keep on expanding and building the listenership of RBN and expanding the readership of newspapers like American Free Press, because we've got to get more and more people alerted to what's going on. You know, it's one thing to just sit around and discuss it among ourselves or have someone like me come on the air and talk about issues, you know, and get your input and get your advice. But the thing is, if we're only reaching a little club, we're just doing the old proverbial, you know, preaching to the choir, and that is not what we want to do. Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More commentary from me, and then we're going to take your calls here on RBNLive.com. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Conservative supporters of Israel, so that when his policies fail, that it'll be blamed not on Bush and whoever is being protected, but it'll be on these neoconservatives. What's kind of interesting, as I also pointed out in another related context, the American Jewish Committee and various other Zionist organizations in America have been campaigning heavily against the government of Iran and urging the United States to take action. Well, now that President Bush, in his public statements, is saying that Israel's security is one of the driving forces behind our policy towards Iran, Zionist leaders are complaining. Now, this is very interesting. Republican National Committee Chairman Melman recently gave a speech to the American Jewish Committee, which, of course, in its advertising has advocated action against Iran. And now an AJC committee board member, Edith Everett, asked Melman to take a message to President Bush. He says, "It does not help Israel and it does not help American Jews to appear to be stimulators of any action against Iran." Well, now, in other words, it seems to me that they want to have their cake and eat it, too. They want us to get into a war against Iran, groups like the American Jewish Committee, but they don't want the American public to know that one of the reasons why we're getting into a war against Iran is because they want us to get into a war against Iran. Very, very interesting, folks. Very, very interesting. Speaking of which, if the sources are to be believed, the Iranians are preparing to give the go-ahead for more than 50 terrorist cells in Canada, the United States, and Europe to attack civil and industrial targets in these areas. So if the Iranians are as tough and as nasty as we are led to believe, that's what we're going to get ourselves into if we do, in fact, attack Iran. All sorts of terrorist attacks here on American soil. What a shame. What a shame. That's called blowback, folks. That's called retaliation. That's what's called what happens when you hit a snake with a stick. You know, you might not kill him, he might jump back and bite you. Well, guess what? I told you a couple days ago about how Congress has passed new legislation to crack down on critics of Israel on American colleges and universities. They're not going to deny you the right to say what you want to say, but if you do make criticisms of Israel, that can set up the university to have its federal funding cut. Well, Martin Klein of the Zionist Organization of America has an article in the May 4th issue of Washington Jewish Week. Of course, he says we must all support free speech, especially on a college campus where the exchange of ideas should be encouraged. However, he says, but speech that is hateful and demeaning is hateful and demeaning no matter where it occurs. And that, of course, includes what their article refers to as Israel bashing. So he says the Zionist organization will be undertaking its own efforts so that students and administrators will know that anti-Semitism is illegal and that students have legal tools to combat it. Well, that legal tool, among other things, apparently is a complaint with the Office for Civil Rights in the U.S. Department of Education. They've and the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, which now says that campus anti-Semitism is serious. That's kind of funny. That'll be a surprise to all those students and university professors over the years who have been under attack for criticizing Israel. Very, very interesting. Things are changing in this country, folks, and maybe not in a good way. Okay, well, let's go to the phones. We have Doug from Texas. Doug, come on up. Doug, are you there?
Hello?
Doug, is this Doug from Texas?
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can hear you, Doug. Speak out. Speak up. Go ahead.
I'd like to make a comment and add a perspective to something that you said at the opening of your show today. It's really about we've got to deal with these unlawful people in Washington, in the city that you're in, the congressmen, representatives, and all the executive branch, in my view. And it brings back a thought to me that this country is no longer the land of the free and the home of the brave. I really consider this country and the other American people, if you can call them, around us that are uninformed and just kind of walking around like zombies in my mind, that they're fearful, okay? And if they're fearful, I consider them shameful because they're unwilling to do anything. They're willing to stand up and do anything. So we're a bunch of fearful, shameful people. And I stand back and ask myself, what can we do? How can we affect, you know, cause and effect? And there's all this news and so many different things to look at. And I can't. People trying to, let's look for one cup congressman, one senator, one executive branch person, I don't care, that's created the greatest amount of treason, and go after that individual one at a time, okay? And once they put them in jail, especially when you get one of them hung for treason, boy, they'll all run for the hills as far as I'm concerned, and everything will change, because then they're going to know that there's a few people that will stand up and literally go get them convicted.
Doug, I want to tell you something. I want to thank you for this phone call, because you have reminded me of something that I wanted to discuss on this program for several weeks now, and that is precisely almost on point what you have just brought up here, and that is the fact that I think what we need to do to show our clout is to find some Bush-supporting Republican, someone who is an enthusiastic supporter of the Bush administration policies, someone who is in a marginal district, and just go after that person, him or her, whoever it happens to be.
Uh-huh.
Just target that person, make that person's name mud, because their actions are mud. And, we tend to target people, over the years, I've seen these conservative groups raising money to defeat Ted Kennedy. Well, they were never going to defeat Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts, but they sure made a lot of money raising funds and getting people all excited about the possibility that Ted Kennedy could be defeated, which he never could be. I think what we need to do is we need to find some obscure Republican who's in a marginal district, whose name is hardly known to anybody, and make that person into a villain. If every host on RBN campaigned against them, if every patriot newspaper in the country campaigned against them, we could make that person a national celebrity, and I guarantee you, when we knock that, we might knock that person out of office and put somebody else in there who's no better. But the point is, we would make our influence heard. Now, I want people to think about that, because I think that might be a way. That might be a way for us to really finally start getting our act together. And everybody always talks about umbrella groups and getting patriots together. Well, maybe that's a way to do it, Doug. What do you think?
Well, what I think is that sounds a lot like election-level stuff. And what I'm talking about is criminal-level things.
Well, the problem with that... The problem with that is that, the Justice Department and the various police agencies around this country, they tend to only go after who they're directed to go after. And, they trump up charges against people like Jim Traficant and David Duke, whereas other crooked politicians, Democrat and Republican alike, they get clear sailing. Okay, Doug, we have a break here. If you want to hang on for this break, please do. We have quite a few callers lined up here, and we'll be going to those callers along with you, Doug, when we come back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We had Doug from Texas on. Doug, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Doug. Okay, well, you were talking about going after the criminals in government. How would you recommend we do it?
Well, it's real simple. You get a group of people together that really recognize, and I think the one that we ought to take a look at is treason. And the behavior that some of these people have created that are treason, and very frankly, if you look at the different categories of what treason can fall under, I mean, know the definition and look into that legally. What's the definition? And then find some of the acts that the largest group that we can find have committed those actions of treason, okay? Don't go after one or two. Let's get a big group that all have done the same thing, have been involved in something, and then literally file the lawsuits against them, okay, of both criminal, and then later, after we win the criminal, let's go after them civilly and take everything that they own, okay? And if, I mean, talk about get somebody's attention. Imagine if somebody showed up and served you with papers for a criminal lawsuit for treason tomorrow. That'd get your attention, wouldn't it?
I had a year of law school, and I've had a lot of involvement in legal affairs and, you know, have studied a lot of things about the law. I don't know that individuals can file a criminal lawsuit against another individual. I don't know legally how that could be done.
Well, I've had some law school myself, and that's absolutely not true. I mean, anybody can become a plaintiff against the, you know, and that caused somebody to defend themselves. I can go out and make a claim that you did something, and then I have to prove that that's true. And if I put forth a false statement against you, then I'm liable for that.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if you claim that I embezzled $10,000 out of your company, you know, you can file a civil action against me, and you can also go to the district attorney's office and say, Mr. District Attorney, Mike Piper embezzled $10,000 out of me, but that's going to the authorities themselves and getting the authorities to prosecute a criminal action. You see, I guess that's where I'm missing your point.
Well, the thing is that somebody's got to start the action.
Are you there, Doug? I believe we lost Doug. Okay, we lost Doug. Doug, you've opened up an interesting question, and I have to say that if you're listening, Doug, or if anybody who is listening, if there's anybody out there who can maybe elaborate on what Doug said, I'm not so certain that individuals have the power to file a criminal case in court against someone. I think that that has to be taken to the criminal authorities, such as the district attorney or the FBI or U.S. attorney. Now, as I say, I don't pretend to know the answer. I'm only basing what little I know about it on what little I know. Okay, well, Doug, I appreciate your call. I certainly, my sentiments are with you, and I think all the listeners are, too. We have quite a few callers lined up here, and the next one that I'm going to bring up is somebody who is very familiar to the listeners. He is the Master Prophet. He claims to be from the occupied territory of Alabama. Well, you know what? The whole country's occupied, but we sympathize with his concerns. Bring up the Master Prophet, Jim Floyd.
This is the epicenter of the occupation. We ain't got no law, brother.
I thought George Wallace used to be the law down there, Jim.
He's dead. And so is the law.
Well, what are we gonna...
I'm still down here, Mikey, hanging on, trying to be a white supremacist. Now, you tell me if that's not Mission Impossible with George W. Bush as president, how in the world could anybody claim white supremacy with that village idiot sitting up there on TV every day? Talk about overexposure. He has set the very idea. He totally discredited the idea of white supremacy. So bad that that idiot Charlie Wrangler even paid note saying that Bush had done away with the myth of white supremacy.
That I didn't know. Did he actually say that, Jim?
Yeah, but he stole it from me. I'm tired of these people stealing my stuff. You know, I said there ain't nobody never been saved watching the History Channel. And then I proceeded to call the History Channel the Hitler, Kill Hitler Channel. You remember that?
You know, that's the funny thing, you know, Jim. They do seem to be preoccupied with Hitler on the History Channel.
They hate Jesus and Hitler.
Well,
you know, I got heroes. Listen at me. My heroes are Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul, and Jesse James. Now, brother, you don't get no better than that.
Why? Tell me why Jesse James. Well, Jim, hold that thought till after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. And we do have the Master Prophet, Jim Floyd, with us, so stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet?
With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming back to you from Washington. We have with us right now, as one of our callers, the master prophet from the occupied territory of Alabama. He said it's the epicenter of everything, Jim Floyd. Jim, come on back up.
What was the question you asked me?
What was the question I asked you? I asked you why, what was it? It was about the situation in regard to George Bush. You talk about Charlie Rangel talking about George Bush.
You forgot the question.
I forgot the question, Jim. What was it? Do you know what the question was?
I forgot, too, but I'm old.
Okay.
I'm supposed
so,
to forget.
Jim, I'll tell you what. I do have a question I want to ask you that I want you to tell our listeners about. I do have a question for you, Jim. Some years ago, you wrote a letter to Senator Charles Schumer, and you said some nasty things to Senator Schumer. And I think, and you know, Senator Schumer is one of these big-time liberal Zionists from New York. And I want you to tell the people what happened to you for writing a letter to Senator Schumer.
I helped get Charlie in office. Charlie said, there's a guy in Alabama who is ready to come up here and kill us and our children. And I've got to stop him. There was a congressman. Now, Charlie wasn't senator. He was congressman.
Okay.
And I have followed him. I had it at one time in Washington in Senator Hal Heflin, my senator's office, a young Christian girl who would feed me information. And it wasn't that I had good sense or was articulate. She just gave me some fabulous material, and in the material were some drafts from Charlie Schumer's office concerning arresting dissidents.
Okay.
In those papers, Charlie had written in a paragraph to be added to the legal journals that the FBI would have authority to arrest people who, and I quote, appear to intend to commit a crime. Appear to intend. So I got down on Charlie in a big way. He came up on the committee, Zealoth, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, I forget where the man was from, chaired the committee, and Charlie was on it. So it was about Waco and Ruby Ridge. I wrote the committee chairman and simply told him, if you wish to arrive at truth and fact, what you must do is have a staff member spray Charlie Schumer with maize. And while he's disoriented, chain him to the commode in the basement of the Sam Rayburn building until your hearing is over.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
I sent it by fax. See, I didn't have a computer to get a hold of Charlie, so I faxed it. Charlie called me a fax terrorist and sent the FBI after me.
Not funny, really, folks. I mean,
I got on the radio.
Jim Floyd's home.
I got on the radio, and I just simply told the people in Alabama, I said, having a staff member really spray Charlie with maize and drag him over and handcuff him to a commode is tantamount to an invasion of killer frogs from outer space. And that made Charlie even madder. So they set a date. A young black girl agent from Huntsville called and said, Mr. Floyd, we want you to come to our office. And I said, you're a racist bigot bitch, and I ain't coming to your office. And she said, well, we'll come to see you. There'll be three of us. We'll be there at 11 o'clock Tuesday. At 11 o'clock Tuesday, the militia was here, lined up all the way past the mailbox down around the lake. They had weapons, and they had sidearms, and that. And I had a big sign here in the yard said, please don't shoot my wife and dog. They innocent. The TB people from Huntsville were here, set up in my library, and when I had on my stick pin and my tie and suit and I was slicked up, wait. The woman calls at 11 o'clock sharp and said, Mr. Floyd, we're not coming. You've made a public thing out of this, and we don't do things public.
Oh, in other words, they wanted to invade your home and potentially take you away in handcuffs, but they didn't want to do it in front of the television cameras.
Here's the words you used, Mike. We consider this a declination on your part. In other words, I decline the interview. The reason she said that is so she could go to a judge and get the permission to come here at 2:30 in the morning and knock the door down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Friends, I'm no dummy. I may sound like a clown. I may even sound like one of those gravy-sopping, skillet-licking, chitlin-sucking, jangle-jawed, Jerry Falwell, John Hagee-type preachers. Brother, I ain't that at all. I put children's toys out in front of my door. Swings and sandboxes and little chairs. Some of these FBI agents do have a conscience. Very few of them. And I'm praying for bail money. There's so much I want to do, but I ain't doing squat till I get some bail money.
You know, Jim, as I'm listening to you tell this story again, I remember at the time you told me this originally, and I don't know how many years ago that was, I remember how much it shocked me then. And, you know, what people have to consider here is that you did not make a threat against Congressman Charles
Schumer.
Not
a single word, honey.
And yet the FBI was preparing to come in to your home, and God knows what they would have done if you had not done what you did, and to show them up for the fools, or really, I shouldn't say fools, because they weren't acting as fools. They were acting as the...
They were serious,
as the police force.
They were serious.
For our corrupt government and the people who are in that government.
They were serious.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right.
It isn't over yet, my friend. Once you get on their list, you're there for life. You're there. I got in an argument with a Russian 6 months ago. Russian D-Fine out of Birmingham. Every city's got a radio Jew. Pro-Israel, pro-everything. Despicable village idiots with the same callers every day, day in and day out, saying the same. I'm so ashamed. I'm scared people riding down the expressway. I mean, look, this program, you can lose 10 points off your IQ by just bouncing through it. You know what I'm saying. Well, I got in an argument with him, and I had my stuff together about Errol Sharon being a serial killer. He had a rabbi on with him from the Jewish Federation down in Birmingham. I skin them and tack their mangy hides to the barn door, brother. I mean, I didn't let up. Well, the next caller called the station and said, and I quote, "I just get up every morning and thank Jesus that I ain't like that damn Jim Floyd." Rush, I bet you, Rush, he's got an arsenal up there at his house. The little radio Jew said, "You don't have to worry about that. We've already called Secret Service, the FBI. We'll know soon enough."
You know, Jim, it's funny. Right before I came on the show here tonight, I was looking at a book by our friend Eustace Mullins that I had never even read before, and it's called A Writ for Martyrs. And Eustace got his FBI files through Freedom of Information going back to the mid-1950s. The FBI was harassing his mother, his sister, his father, his brothers, people that he worked for. They got him fired from jobs.
Ezra Pound would be proud of you, Eustace.
It went on and on and on, and to this day I continue to be amazed at people who say that J. Edgar Hoover was such a great guy. Well, J. Edgar Hoover was not a great guy when he was writing in his own hand on internal FBI memos that we've got to get this guy, Eustace Mullins.
Listen, FBI was conceived in sodomy. It's a disgrace. J. Edgar Hoover wore an after five evening gown. Black helicopters, my butt. They need to paint them pink.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, there are so many good people in the FBI who know what's going on, you know?
They know it, and they don't care. It's that paycheck, my friend. And it's Talmudic. The Talmud says, when you do it, dress in black and go where you are not known.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim. I think you did the right thing by putting, I love the term, putting the spotlight on what they were trying to do to you. Because, you know, a lot of people in that position would have just sat back and allowed themselves to be victimized. And we would have heard about you on the national news that this right-wing extremist terrorist
That's right.
who had threatened
That's right.
Congressman Schumer would have had a shootout with the FBI, just like what's his name, Gordon Call's so-called
That's
shootout
right.
with the FBI. They shot at him, and they came into his little cottage down there in Arkansas and shot him in the back of the head, and then killed Sheriff Gene Nail, who raised objections about it, and reported that Call had died in a shootout. There was only one bullet fired, and that was fired into the back of his head.
That's right. That what they do to us, my friend, they single us out individually.
Well, and you know, this is what people always tell me, that I should look over my shoulder. But, you know, Jim, you know, I figure I crossed the line a long, long time ago, and I'm on the list like you are, like so many other good people are, and I'm just going to continue to speak out.
I don't care anymore, Mike. I don't care anymore. We got people fighting these hate laws that ain't been hateful yet. Brothers and sisters, if you're going to fight the hate laws, get hateful, damn it. Get mean. It's time for you to get mean.
Yeah, you know, Jim, I tell you, that's my philosophy now. You know, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
God hates with a perfect hate. Look it up. God hates with a perfect hate. Help me, Lord, to hate like you hate. Ain't nothing wrong with hate. We need enough hate to get George Bush out of office. I am so embarrassed. And Rumsfeld, my Lord, wait till tomorrow, Mike, when you hear what they did to Rumsfeld in Georgia. You know, he used to be so gay and debonair and a stand-up comedian of the first rank and file. They ate his lunch in Atlanta today.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Former CIA analyst Ray McGovern took him to task, and they removed Mr. McGovern from the audience. So this is turning into a real police state.
Well, I've talked to you to death, and
Jim,
I'm sorry.
Listen,
and
Jim,
you people are hanging on, please forgive me.
All right, that's all right, Jim, because I wanted you to tell that story. I think that's a very important story for people to hear.
Well, it's not over yet.
That's the scary part.
I love you, Mike.
All right, Jim, you take care of yourself.
Bye, my friend.
All right, thanks, Jim. Great call. Great man, Jim Floyd. All right, let's go to Mike from Arizona. Mike, what do you have to say? Mike, are you there?
Hello?
Mike, speak up.
Hello?
Mike, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mike.
Okay, I was going to say, I wanted to thank you on behalf of our President of the United States, who's got both his feet in his mouth so he can't thank you himself. We're honoring the month, National Jewish Culture and Education Month. How's that for Floyd Foley?
Well, I think we should have National Jehovah Witness Month, and I think we should have National Methodist Month, and we should have National Amish American Month, and let's go down the list, Mike.
Yeah, but the Jews are a lot more interesting. They're the ones that causing the problems now. Anyway, I'm going to try to be quick with this. I called you once before about the ritual slaughtering of animals.
Right.
I did a little more research on that. It's interesting. If you get on the Wikipedia that Jewish owned, and you look up Shoshita, which is the ritual slaughtering of animals.
Right.
It says the practice of Shoshita is based on the biblical law that men must not eat the blood of animals. One of the seven Noahide laws incumbent on all of Noah's children. It's biblical law, first of all. Not only the Jews. Then it says the animal must be killed with respect by a Shoshet who has in mind the life of the animal. Well, a Shoshet, it's got to be Shoshet. I think I said that wrong. He's got to be a rabbi. That's something they don't say. And that is the I really believe this is striking at the root. That is the foundation of the religion. Because they believe that they're supposed to sacrifice animals. And it's not like the Old Testament. I mean, this is satanic ritual slaughter. And I was just listening to John Statmiller. He's talking about this chicken factory there at Tyson, where all the Mexican illegals seem to be working. Well, anyway, to go on with that, a gentleman by the name of Lobomir Prytek, I can't pronounce things right, he no longer has a website, but he asked questions. He asked, does the Jewish ritual slaughter create monsters of depravity? And he moves on with that, did you see the videotape there by Teta?
I haven't seen that videotape, but I've seen videotapes of ritual slaughter. It's horrifying.
Yeah, what they do is they slice the animal's throat, they pull out its trachea, and they let it suffer to death. They kick blood in its eyes. But this man says, now how could anybody do that without becoming a human monster? If you do that day in and day out, what it does is it takes away the humanity of a person.
Mike, you know, I'm a big supporter of animal rights. I love animals, four-legged animals, and I couldn't agree with you more. Thanks for your call, Mike. Okay, folks, we're going to be wrapping up here. We do have a few more callers hanging on, and we're going to try to get them all up as quick as we can. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. We are wrapping up the hour here, and we have Jeff from Massachusetts. Jeff, come on up.
Oh, good evening. How's it going?
How's it going for you, Jeff?
Oh, it's going very good. Now, as far as President Bush is concerned, I agree with you in this area, and that is we should villainize a marginal Republican who is pro-Bush. Because, for crying out loud, we're not getting Kennedy out of the office.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know better than anybody, yeah.
Oh, yes. And also, too, I talked to Mike Petrucca on a talk show last night. He seems like a pretty good guy, and I did a write-in vote for him when he ran for office.
Yeah, Michael Petrucca. He was he was a Constitution Party candidate.
Yes, and you know, there are alternatives out there, but the problem is people have got to give up their hack jobs, and people should not vote monolithically for these jackasses like Kennedy and Bush and company. But a very interesting program, and freedom of speech is going down the drain, and that's the main theme.
That's Mike? The thing we got to fight for, Jeff. Well, listen, let me try to bring up Dan from Texas. Thanks for your call, Jeff. Dan, come on up. We're going to squeeze you in here.
Yeah, thanks. I was going to say, hoorah for Doug, hoorah for Jesse James.
Okay. Yeah, as a matter of fact, that was the question that I asked the prophet. I wanted to know why he liked Jesse James, because you know what? I like Jesse James, too. I think we need more Jesse Jameses in this country to go after the Federal Reserve and all these crooked banks that play the game of the Federal Reserve.
Well, as I can point out, Jesse James actually surrendered in the Civil War. And when the group he was with, the soldiers would lay down their guns, the Yankees opened up and slaughtered a guy standing next to him. He ran for his life and got shot several times while I was running. So he actually tried to surrender, but he couldn't. And, you know, he was not really an outlaw. He couldn't surrender. They're shoot him if he surrendered again. So he was not an outlaw. He was simply had no choice, but because he had no chance.
He had to go, exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not an outlaw. But I was going to say, and he asked Doug, if Doug would please go to www.closetheborder.now.com and leave an email there. The guy that has that website will help him get a website where we can see a civil suit against these traitors scum around in front of our country.
Oh, okay, that's Close the Border
Now.
Closetheborder.com?
Closetheborder.now.com.
Closetheborder.now.com.
Yes, sir. I've talked to that guy. He's pretty. He has a petition to make English official language, to get rid of the aliens, to fence different petitions. No Mexican signs or foreign language signs, no foreign flags up in Constance and Embassy, all these different petitions. And he said that he'd be glad to help Doug start a petition to a civil suit against the traitors.
All right. Well, that's good. I mean, that's something we need to do. I mean, I've always been offended by these multilingual ballots. I think that's one of the most outrageous things you can find anywhere. People are allowed to vote, and they give them the right to vote in another language, but we don't know that they can actually even understand the issues, and that's pretty scary when that's the way our government is being run.
Do you trust the voting machines? I mean, I know they're obviously corrupt. The voting machines are useless anyway.
Oh, well, in American Free Press, my colleague Christopher Berlin has written extensively on that. I'm going to have him on the air one night to discuss the this vote scam and this corrupt voting system that we do have, because that's something more and more people need to know about. It's something that, unfortunately, not enough people know about.
What's the Constitution Party?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Constitution Party. You support the Constitution Party.
I support any party that can throw out these crooked politicians we have in this country today, Dan. So, listen, I want to thank you for your call and all the other callers, plus those who've been listening in. Appreciate it very, very much. Stay tuned now for more good programming here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.